Nottingham Morris says further, the planet Earth has seven different names. Nottingham Morris says these seven names are Eretz, Earth, Adomo, Earth, Arko. These are psukim, which these names are mentioned. And then the last four, the Gemara says, are Chalovo, Kolashe Bachalovo, Yabosho, Tevel, and Chelet, Koyeshve Chelet. In this case, there are three names that are different than the listing found in the Zayde Kodesh. Zayde Kodesh says seven names. Those seven are Eretz, Adomo, Arko, Ge, Nishio, Tzio, Tevel. All agree, though, that Tevel is the most advanced form of Earth, and this planet in which we live is Tevel. What's important about that? Gemara itself speaks about this fact. These seven names are not really names of this planet Earth. These seven names are actually seven different planets. We're not speaking about Mars, Mercury, Jupiter. We're speaking about Earth. There are seven planets called Earth. And these seven planets called Earth are called Earth in different forms. Eretz, Adomo, and so on. That means that since there are seven planets, all similar, it would imply that there are people living in all of these seven planets. Zayde Kodesh says that is so. That is so. There are humans aside from this planet which we inhabit. Why the necessity of the other six planets? What is it all about? The answer very clearly is, the answer is it's a test of faith. The fact that the Torah tells us, the Gemara, the Zayde Kodesh, word of Hashem, that there is not one planet Earth, but seven. We have definite knowledge that is hidden from the greatest scientists with all their technology. They do not know about the geography of the universe as we do, because we have these secrets revealed to us by Hashem. We don't have to see it with our eyes. We believe in it. Implicitly, that the words of the Gemara and Zayde Kodesh are true about these seven planets, and that is sufficient. We need no more than that. This is the fulfilling the test of Emunah.